peace and love, everyone. Welcome to In Defense of Liberation, the show that is working towards and educating about true people's liberation movements and revolution. I'm your host, Raven, coming to you in the first show of 2024. And, you know, no surprise to anybody here, shit hasn't changed, believe it or not. 2024 from 2023 does not actually magically shift anything. Doesn't change nothing. And in fact, actually, you know, you got a lot of people who believe in this kind of magicness, that just because the year has changed, that now things are just going to be somehow different. But I wanted to take a quick moment here. I know I haven't put out the episode I wanted to get out here. I apologize for that. Been honestly just slacking. Yeah, send me some messages. Kick me in the ass for taking too long. But anyways, I wanted to take a moment to talk about the need for action, you know, and more than that, for participation. So I've had a couple conversations with not only just some of my friends, but also comrades that I'm organizing with directly right now. And something that commonly comes up is this idea that, you know, folks need to have, like, certain skills, or, you know, have a wide open capacity, or know everything there is to know about socialism, unions, organizing, what have you, that they have to play the most primary, the leadership role with the most responsibilities, or that, you know, they can't organize. And this comes from both sides. The first, you know, us individually feeling as if we have to wait until conditions are perfect for us to organize. Or we have to try to figure out our own shit before we can organize. Or we don't want to organize with this group because, oh, they're not doing exactly what I want to do. Or I don't want to organize with this group because I can't play the the leadership role that, you know, you want to. Or from the other side, you have people who often are, you know, taking on a sizable capacity, responsibility in the organizing spaces, and kind of expect the same from everybody else. But the fact of the matter is, organizing has more to do with you and who you are and what your skills are and what you can take on and what roles you can play than it really has to do with even ideology right now at this point, at our stage of organizing. Because for most of us, we're either joining an organization, like a national organization that has everything kind of already in place, and we're just joining in to participate, to help out. We might join a local organization that needs a little bit more behind the scenes work, right? Or we might go to start our own organization. And when we go to do these things, we expect that either we're going to be able to fill into the very slot that's available, or we're going to be able to create the slot for what we want to do. We'll come into an organization and we will completely throw off track all of their objectives because it has nothing to do with the way that we see things, the way that we want to do things. And although I can understand, you know, if you look at a group and you can say objectively, all right, these strategies, tactics, whatever, are ineffective and not likely to work. That makes sense, right? Coming into an organization and saying, I don't like this. This isn't the way I want it to be. This should look like this. Or another group does it this way, so I wish we would do that. If you really want to get organizing like that, go out and start your own organization. And, you know, to tag on to this, there's, of course, all kinds of different problems that come from this, but there's also the problem that either everybody's got to give 100% of all their time, dedicate everything they are to organizing in this one group, in this one collective, or specifically for recruiting to this one group, right? Or They're not revolutionary. They're not real. They're not serious. They're just, you know, whatever. We got single mothers out here with 3 part-time jobs. You mean to tell me that one of them is supposed to organize just as much as someone who's sitting on their ass right now, not working, doesn't have kids, not organizing, and all of a sudden they decide they want to start a group? They go out there, they start organizing. You mean to tell me that person right there has the right, just because they're organizing or talking about organizing, to go out and condemn and judge and chastise people for having to live their lives? No. But if you actually want to organize, if we actually want to change something, we got to find solutions to these problems. Right now, where I'm at locally, right? Majority of people, they don't live where they work. They don't work where they live. They work fast food retail type jobs that, you know, are extremely anti-union, where their coworkers in them have very little real face time, you know, being able to actually interact with one another without any interruptions. You have the issue of also just the type of work that we're doing, right? That, like, doesn't really necessitate or create an opportunity for teamwork, for collaboration, for cooperation. You know, these gig-type jobs, etc. We're all out on our own all the time. So all kinds of things, like the way that we socialize, the way that we handle our emotions, the way that we react to another person and what they say. All of these things become even more difficult when you don't have realistic expectations put in place for your organizing. The unfortunate truth is that things are not going to miraculously change anytime soon. And if and when they do, it will change because more and more people participate in making the change. And not because one or a few individuals who have the ideology, have the experience, whatever, are there in the group, but because whatever they and the group do convicts the people enough to want to join and to want to participate in it. This is organizing. Organizing is getting people organized, is getting them into action. And again, not every single person plays the same role. Not every single person is to be, giving their entire capacity. Some people got shit that makes it impossible for them to dedicate themselves like that. If you got a full-time job, if you're going to school, if you have children, if you have a sick family member, all kinds of shit. If your car breaks down, if you lose your internet, stuff happens all the time. Now, when it becomes different is when people will use any excuse to get out of organizing. I've seen a lot of them. But right now, we also have to keep in mind that not only is not everybody going to play the same role, not everybody's going to take on the same responsibilities, but not everybody's as interested in the type of organizing and organizing around the things that are going on right now. You know, right now, there are some pretty big vacuums in the organizing spheres. And because of that, a lot of people might not come out and join an organization that exists at the moment because they don't see themselves in it. They don't see real effectiveness in it. They don't see their own ideals or beliefs in it. And they don't feel any kind of interest in participating with it. And so because of that, again, we have to try to find the problem and overcome it with a solution. So if not everybody's going to play the same role, if not everybody's going to play, you know, have the same responsibility, then it's also true that not every organization is going to look the same. And you don't got to join a certain organization that I say. You just got to either join or create an organization that's going to make waves, that's going to make change, that's actually going to significantly matter. We don't need another group to release a 10-page pamphlet on imperialism. We got it. The Global South has got it. The oppressed peoples of Turtle Island, they got it. We don't need another white socialist organization to come out and start having more demonstrations. We already got that shit. But if you're gonna develop these things, if you're gonna do this kind of work, if you're so committed to, you know, in this case, reinventing the wheel, then at least do it with other people. At least bring other people into the fold. At least talk to other groups that exist. Stop trying to play like we're revolutionary fucking warlords and heroes and you know, gods out here. Like, this shit is not magic. This shit is not put two and two together and you get four. This shit, you're talking about all the contradictions that come with life. You're talking about all the contradictions that come with personal and individual struggles. You're talking about all the contradictions that come with putting multiple people in a room, trying to talk together on a shared objective and meet that goal. And you're talking about all the contradictions that come with the oppression and repression facing the masses of people. So, I say all of this to say, if right now you, like me, are having a difficult time organizing, not because, well, whatever, you know, for whatever reason that you feel this way, do not allow it to beat you down into apathy. Reach out. Let's talk about it. Start talking to your organizations. If you feel something's wrong in your organization, guess who's got to do something about it? You. Because if nobody else is saying anything, either first of all, nobody else feels it, or second of all, nobody else is confident enough to say it until someone says it first. So say it first. Start developing forms of internal struggle so that you can resolve conflicts and issues and difficulties and disagreements in a healthy collective atmosphere that also politically educates those who are a part of that into understanding why this is important, why we try to build organizations the way we do, why we get organized. And the last thing I want to say is if right now you truly believe that there is nothing that we can do, there's no organization, there's no group, there's no collective, there's no ideology, there's no politician, there's no one out here who's going to save us, then you go out there and you start your own organization. And you start talking to your neighbors. And you start talking to your coworkers. And you start talking to your friends. And you start talking to your family members. And do the work that needs to be done that you're not seeing out here. If you, and you know, if we genuinely believe shit isn't getting done, then why are we wasting our time talking about it? Why did I record 14 minutes of audio right now? Let's go do it. All power to the people.